What type of crops do they raise on the farm?
Well, they raise cattle, cows, pigs, chickens, you know, the livestock, and then the grain, hay, oats, corn, that type of thing. They didn't have soybeans then. That's about it.
Were they raising this for profit, or was it raised to just for family?
Well, just to make ends meet, so they had enough food to raise their kids. I don't think they were trying to get rich or anything like that. They just wanted to raise their families and have enough to eat.
Okay, what time did, what, approximately what year did your grandparents come to the United States?
I don't know the year, but I would say right around the middle 1800s, 1850,
1860. When they came in, did they legally settle on the land? What, you know where they came into from? They came into New York, anywhere along the East Coast?
I really don't know. Can't give you much on that. My older brothers would know, and older sisters, but being the youngest of 10, I missed out on a lot of the information that I should have had. So I don't know.
When was your parents born?
My mother was born in Aurora, and my dad was born, I think, in Warrenville. Or Naperville, Illinois.
What year was it?
They were born. I would say 1890. Around 1890, they were born. I'm not even sure of that.
Can you tell me something about your father?
My father was a strict German. He didn't talk to the girls, and he only talked to the boys. And he didn't scold. He just gave you the look, and it scared the heck out of you. He didn't talk in the house very much. He talked to my brothers when they were doing the work on the farm. And all he did to us girls was sat at the table and ate with us and told us to keep quiet while we passed the food around. That was about it.
Did you speak German when you were growing up?
My parents spoke German when they were growing up, but I only heard a few little expressions that I didn't realize were German until I went to Germany and heard them again. But my parents did, but I didn't.
Did you tell me something about your mother?
Well, my mother was born, she had like 3 sisters, 4 brothers, and was born in Aurora, and they were pretty well-to-do. Let's see. She was a Feldot, and the Feldots owned like buildings and restaurants and car dealerships and that sort of thing. And when her dad and mom died, all the wealth was given to the brothers. The women never got anything. So my dad married a poor German girl that knew how to cook and knew how to sew and raised 10 children and had a very good sense of humor and was very practical and loving and soft-spoken.
You said your mother's last name is Feldot.
Feldot.
Can you spell it, please?
It's F-E-L-D-O-T-T, but they changed it. It was Von Felden. But they dropped the Von. And my dad's name was Barkey, B-A-R-K-E-Y-E, but they misspelled it on his passport and on all the Barkey passports, so they decided to go with B-A-R-K-E-I. But if you go back to Germany, you find the other spelling, Westerbarkey.
You know what part of Germany your grandparents came from?
They came from Gütersloh, which is near Frankfurt, and they were a farming family. And there's still quite a few relatives there. They have farms and a bike shop, bike businesses. But I don't know them. Well, let's see, what could I say about my father? When I was telling my dad that I was getting married today, he was reading the newspaper, and I said, "Dad, wouldn't you like him for a son-in-law?" And he pulled the paper down and said, "I have nothing against him." Pulled the paper back up, and that was the end of the conversation. So, like I say, he said very little.
What about your mother?
My mother screamed and jumped and said, "Oh, I love him, and he brings me flowers." So she was real excited. But
I know, traditionally, after living in Europe, whenever you go visit a family, you always brought something with you, whether it's flowers or
one. Uh-huh.
And your husband
did. Yes, he always brought flowers to my mother. So she liked him from the start. And I think my dad did too, but he just didn't tell me.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 21, and Dave was 26.
What's your husband's name?
David. David Vandenbroek. Your Dutch name. V A N B E N capital B R O O K. And he's French and Dutch and everything, Belgian. But I'm pure German.
So, what was it like for you to grow up on a farm?
Well, I never liked the farm. It seemed like I was missing everything that all my classmates had. I didn't have shops or stores. I didn't get to go to baseball games, or I didn't socialize at all. We were always out in the farm and in the country. And we went to school or we went to church, and that was about it. So when I was 15 and my mom and dad retired and moved to town, I was the luckiest one in the family because I had farm for the first 14 years and then I had city living. So I had the best of both. But I had a lot of work on the farm and a lot of chores with the animals, and I was a kind of a wimp. I was frightened of animals. And a lot of gardening, and I was afraid of bugs, so I had a lot of, I wouldn't have made a very good farmer.
What type of animals were you afraid of?
I was afraid of everything that crawled. I was afraid of a bug. I was afraid of the chickens. And I'd have to collect about 100 eggs a day. And we had to kill chickens and dress them to eat them. And I was afraid of chickens when the head was chopped off. You know, we had to pick them up and dunk them in the boiling water. And that part was okay, and I didn't mind cleaning them, but I was afraid of anything that was wiggling. We had a lot of calves and bulls and cows and horses. And I was pretty cautious with all the animals.
What type of farm equipment did you have?
Well, whatever there was out there, we had the best and the biggest, because my dad did well. So we had maybe 3 or 4 tractors, and we had the combines, and we had the elevators for elevating the bales up in the barn. We had combines and all kinds of wagons and horses to ride, and we had work horses, I remember, when I was little. We had a lot of good milking equipment. But,
did you do any milking?
No, I would watch, but my older sisters milked cows. By the time I was little, we had the what were the automatic milk pails that you hook up to a cow, and then you only milk by hand the ones that were sick, or you only give a little milk. So I would just go out in the barn and watch the milk and watch the cats and watch the cows eat and watch my brothers. But I was like the little squirt. Stayed out of their way. And they bring the cans of milk and put them in the milk house that was full of tanks of ice water, and then they'd store them in that overnight. And then in the morning, the milk truck would come and pick up the milk. And we'd always save a couple cans for ourselves, and we'd drink the milk, but it was raw. There was no homogenized or pasteurized. So we had the raw milk every day, lots of cream in it.
How many cattle did you?
Well, we had about 60 cows and about 150 chickens, and I can't remember how many pigs we had, but we had a lot of pigs. And we did our own butchering, so we slaughtered our pigs and our calves. And I remember making sausage and rendering the lard. That sort of thing.
What type of sausage do you make?
Pork sausage that we baked in the oven. We grind up all this raw meat and mix it with fat and spices, and then we put it in pig pans and bake it in the oven.
Did it make any worse?
Like a liverwurst? Can that take milk?
So your sisters and brothers worked at farms.
Right. So after my dad retired, then one of my brothers ran the farm until the farm was sold.
Can you tell us something about your brothers and your sisters?
Well, I'm the youngest of 10. I have 3 brothers. They were number 1, number 3 and number 4 in line, and I had 5 sisters. And my oldest brother was 18 when I was born, so I didn't know him too well. He got married and he was gone. And let's see. I was the youngest of the 7 girls, and we had plenty to do all the time on the farm. But we had a huge house. It had 5 or 6 bedrooms upstairs and 1 downstairs, and a big living room, a big dining room, and a huge kitchen, which fed 15 because we had 3 hired hands. So we were really good to just keeping that house clean and fixing the food. And we pretty much stayed away from the barn chores except for the chickens. We had 3 dogs, and we had a lot of cats. That's about it.